The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus, again in reply, spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feasts, but they refused to come. A second time, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and my fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their cities. Then the king said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike. And the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to them, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth.' Many are invited, but few are chosen." The Gospel of the Lord. Do you know the average cost of a wedding? If you look at the stats, this is the average cost of an American wedding. It is $37,000. And it's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing because it's an important occasion. And all of the effort and hard work that goes into a wedding, it's hard. And so imagine that glorious day. We've all been to weddings. And someone shows up in sweatpants and Crocs and a tank top, ripped, hair messed up, disheveled. Would you be offended? Yes, absolutely we would. Why? Because all of our effort and time and hard work has gone into the wedding, and someone shows up like a slob. That's the sense that we get from the reading today. Jesus says, the kingdom is like a king who throws a grand wedding feast. And all of the effort and hard work that the king has put into it, at the heart of it, what our Lord is trying to convey, it's not so much what we're wearing at the end of the day, but rather the focus is the intensity of the Father's desire to enter into relationship with us. This intensity, the fire, the passion, and the thirst that God the Father wants with humanity. And the whole story of the Catholic Church, the whole story of sacred scripture, is this relentless pursuit of every single one of us. We are invited to a wedding. And our Father wants to simply marry us.